Yes. I believe that we've wandered far enough from that orc prison. They would not benefit from attempting to follow us this far out into the wilderness. I haven't tasted them near us in quite a while. The only creatures that would willingly come this deep into the forest are those that have unwavering willpower and focus. Those disgusting orcs lack these things. In the night, they will be no match for me in such a dense forest. Oh no. Thank you, vile human. Yes, vile. This pesky detour that you've caused me, human. This is entirely your fault. If you hadn't tried escaping me, I would have had a full belly and been home before nightfall. Instead, you run onto the same path as orc slavers. You humans seem to love to wander towards danger. The way you try to escape capture was pathetic too. You attempted to weasel your way out of the situation by having them take me only. I believe in fairness, pathetic thing. I believe that you owe me for this extended period of inconvenience. I'm sure you'd think the same if the shoe was on the other foot. I understand what you meant when you said that now. Yes, I remember you saying you wouldn't want me eating you if the shoe was on the other foot. And you're right. I would not like that. But out here, in the wild, we do what we must to survive. Looks like you shouldn't have been caught out of your natural habitat. Those man-made structures of yours. Now, no more of this stalling. Let us continue where we left off, shall we? Where was I? All right. Resist me not, my prey. To delay the inevitable is a foolish decision. Come on, filthy mammal. Just one little bite. That's all I want. Why do I want to eat you? Just like you, I need to eat to survive. I thought I made that obvious. You are not very bright, are you? Perhaps I'll be doing your species a service by consuming you. What makes you so special? Nothing positive. My interest in hunting you in particular has been amplified due to the events that took place. You in particular deserve it beyond just a need to stave off hunger. Humans are horrible creatures. And you are no exception. Perhaps not all of them. I will be fair enough to admit this much. But you certainly don't set a good example. Are you truly asking me what a human has done to me that is so bad that it warrants hunting you? Or is this just more stalling on your part? Let me give you a recent example, then. If it wasn't for a human, I wouldn't have been imprisoned. Does that ring any bells? Let us not forget that you look so appetizing. Mouth-watering, I would say. I've never had the opportunity to taste a human before, nor have I had primates. I wonder what you taste like. Perhaps like bovine. But I cannot expect you to know. Instead, I will find out for the both of us. Eh? Yes, you helped me escape. And I thanked you for that. If the guards were not so enchanted by your buffoonery, and you did not cause a decent distraction, I would have never been able to grab the keys with my tail. Unfortunately for you, your usefulness has almost ran out. All you offer of any use to me now is a delectable meal, which you have delayed for long enough. Now accept your fate and stop resisting. You have more uses. Like what? What could you possibly do that would make me willing to go hungry tonight? Don't stall with me using your tricks, you pathetic two-legged mammal. Humans have nothing to offer a Lamia other than sustenance or complications. You have nowhere to run, primate. You are mine. We made a good team. I suppose we did. Why does this matter at this point? You wish to continue working with me? For what reason would a Lamia willingly work with a human, other than it being a life or death situation? This sounds like a job proposition. Human, what is it that you do exactly besides cause trouble? So you are a criminal scum, a horrid thief. That gives me ample reason to tear you apart. Pathetic. Look at you squirm. Do I like living in the forest? This is my natural habitat. I cannot say whether I like or dislike living in the forest compared to within the walls of a handmade structure. My only reference is an orc prison, and I despised it. Do I want to feel what it's like to have a warm home? A guaranteed meal every day? You piqued my interest at warm home. What precisely does it take for me to experience a warm home? Do you wish for me to be partners in crime with you? A sneaky, awful human instead of just eating you now. Your point is valid. I listened to what you had to say instead of striking you down with a poisonous bite. And while I find your wasting of oxygen abhorrent, I am willing to entertain this idea. On one condition, however. You will find me a replacement dinner right now. Yes, it's the middle of the night and I am hungry. We were not given meals prior to escaping. Another fault of yours. Run along, human, and stay within tasting range. Or else, only one of us will be well fed tonight. That's the fun part. You will not know where the limit is. I do not trust you one bit, but I will take your offer. Glad that makes the two of us. I don't expect you to trust me either. But if you dare cross me, human, I will watch you dissolve in my poison. Did I have any fun with you while in prison? Your incompetence in staying out of trouble was quite amusing. You fought twice a day. Why did I help you during those fights? Weakness disgusts me. You disgust me. But you are my prey. No one else will have the satisfaction of destroying you except me. This includes touching you in any way. I do not like to share my prey. Just because we are business partners does not mean that I will forgive you for the problems you've caused. Now hunt, you wretched beast. You will scare the delicious meaty creatures away by speaking. Stay quiet and find two creatures, one for each of us. Go before I change my mind. Don't you stall with your... Don't stall me with your...
Look.
Oh, God. Don't stall with me using your tricks. Fuck. Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the little blooper that I added to the end of this. I couldn't stop laughing at all. I'm recording this immediately after the audio, so my throat hurt. It hurt real, real bad, but it's not too bad, actually. It's getting much better. Let's begin. So, an enemies to lovers prisonscape audio was voted on for the poll in celebration of this channel reaching 1K subscribers. I believe that we hit the goal about like 11 days into the first upload on this new channel. And as always, I like to show my appreciation to you guys for enjoying my content. And I will continue doing that for the rest of my life, really. I will never stop showing my gratitude because without you all, you know, people from YouTube, Patreon, Reddit, Throne, my 18 plus, you know, stuff, really, honestly, anywhere you found my content, I would not be able to do the things that I do right now if it wasn't for you guys. The first thing that comes to mind is, you know, living under a roof. I wouldn't be able to do that. I wouldn't be able to have, you know, air conditioning to fight this 103 degree weather. And it's not even 103 degrees. You have to add the humidity in too. So you guys don't, I mean, you guys know I'm not able to fully articulate how thankful I am that you guys are even helping me in any way. And even the people that don't help me monetarily, like just viewing me, just showing that you appreciate my content in some way or that you're interested, I am more than hyped about that. Because of course I think many VAs think to themselves like, my content's not all that good. It's kind of worthless. You know, it could be better. Like, we're really hard on ourselves. We're our biggest critic. So to see people saying otherwise or showing evidence otherwise that, you know, the content's actually decent, that just makes you feel happy. That makes you feel joy, honestly. But before I ramble, before I begin talking about how I came to this Lamia audio, I want to very quickly apologize to Starlit Audios because after I was finished writing this script last night, like I stayed up till 6 a.m. finishing the script, I saw on YouTube that she had done a poll about what she should record. Or I think, what, script? No, definitely I think it was record and then edit the day after. And I saw she had three choices, but the two choices I saw was a drow and a Lamia. And I saw that Lamia one and I was like, oh no. Oh no, 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 no. I don't want to look like I stole this idea from her. It was just really interesting timing. I promise, Star, please forgive me. Even at the last second when I saw that, I was like, oh no, I need to change the entire species of this creature because I don't want it to look like I stole this idea one bit. But then I was like, you know what? I think she'll forgive me because this is just honestly... really, really interesting timing. It's just a coincidence, honestly. Because she also put out a wolf audio too, a wolf crow audio, and I have one prepared. And I'm like, oh my god. So sorry, please forgive me. Oh, by the way, you guys should check out her content. Her voice is lovely and sweet, and just like, it's kind of not low, but it's soothing. I would say it's soothing, and she makes lovely content. She's been doing some orc stuff recently that's been really good. So if you're fond of like the thickness, like you should go over to her channel. It's nice. I'll put the link to it in the description below, naturally, you know.
So, I tried something new with Lamia. Lamia? Lamia? How do you even say it? I heard Lamia and then I heard Lemia from someone else, so I'm just very confused about that. But anyway, for coming up with this idea, other than wanting to go down the list of monster girls, I thought, well, what would make an excellent partner to escape prison from that sticks with the fantasy realm? Something that can be undetected when it moves, something that's quiet, something that doesn't make footsteps. Well, there's not many things that do that, so what would it be? Well, a solution to that in my brain out of the gate was a snake. Okay, snakes can sneak up on people and pass them pretty easily, especially if you're not like listening out for like rustling of leaves or hissing. So I need to make a snake woman. Well, what is a snake woman typically called? Yeah, a Lamia. So that's how I came up with that. So think of this Lamia being pretty tall. She's not like the same level as human or you. She's roughly like 2 heads taller when she's upright, and that's not counting her tail. With her tail included, if you guys lay down next to each other, she's like another human above you. Like she can tower over you hardcore. But despite her being taller and stronger than you, having, poison abilities and this, that, and the other, you both got overtaken by orcs, orc slavers. And for about a week, you two are in a prison camp and constantly getting into trouble. Even though she hates your guts, she is protective of you during this time in the camp. Not because of any feelings of love, not that either of you are aware of at the time, but because she's locked in the mindset of hunting you. And she is not a sharing person. She doesn't share her prey. So you two are natural enemies in her eyes. And maybe in the future, she'll start to soften up. And that's what I have planned. This will be a multi-part audio guaranteed. But for now, she's just like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna use you in any way possible, and as soon as I get sick and tired of you, I will consume you. What can you do? But anyway, thank you all once again for 1K subs. Thank you for all the support and love that you've given me for the years. I hope you all enjoyed this, and remember to leave a comment if you wish. And I'll talk to you guys next time. All right? Have a good day or night. I almost forgot one very important thing. Thank you to Wolf Zero for buying me some more Sandy's cookies. I need everyone to know for a fact, I have not been able to eat those in a decade. The stores only have like pecan or pecan style Sandy's cookies, and I personally enjoy the original nutless cookies. I know that sounds weird. So yeah, he has helped me reconnect with a food that I've loved for all my life as a child, and I can finally have it again after all these years. You guys have no idea how hard it is to find the original Sandy's in stores. And I see that the way they make them, they're not even really big anymore, they're like tiny. But I'm happy with what I can get, honestly. So, yeah, I just wanted to bring that up. Thank you, Wolf Zero. Thank you to anybody that buys me those cookies. I am obsessed with them. I adore them. I would make a shrine to them if I could. So, yeah. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.